Sheffield Farms, hello. I don't know. The man just says, guess who? Yes, it's the game Guess Who, and your host is Sheffield Farms, who also bring you Sheffield Vitamin D, homogenized milk, and other fine dairy products. And here he is, gigantic and slightly frantic, your genial Sheffield quizmaster who pays you to guess who, Happy Felton!
Good evening, everybody. Thank you, Joe. Tonight, we want to salute the men of the fleet. Tomorrow is Navy Day, and guess who takes its hat off to the men of the United States Navy? The fightin'est men and the fightin'est ships in the world. That's the way we all feel about it here at Guess Who. Ah, you know, traditions of the sea are wonderful. Since I'm a little boy, I remember the old slogan, sailors go down to the sea in ships. Waves go down to the sea in slips. I envy the sailors one thing, though. They can always go to the ship's barber for a haircut. And during that recent barber strike, I let my wife cut my hair. Boy, I combed oatmeal out of my scalp for days. She forgot to wash the bowl. You sailors aren't the only ones who travel, though. Last week, I visited some friends in New Hope, Pennsylvania, and from there went on down to Washington. What a hotel room I had in Washington. Every morning when it was time to take a shower, they'd send a wet sheepdog up to shake himself in front of you. Everybody in Washington goes sightseeing. I did my share of it. I was no exception. I was disappointed in one thing, though. I noticed the congressional restaurant was closed to the public, but the House gallery is still open to the public. So even though you can't watch your congressman eat, you can still watch him sleep. The first thing I can remember having down there in the restaurant when I did eat in Washington was hominy grits. Hominy grits. On the menus of almost every restaurant in Washington. I asked a waitress just what hominy grits were. She says, honey, it's just tapioca with a southern accent. Well, here I am, back up in Yankee land. It's time to play the game Guess Who, where our seven contestants, chosen from the theater audience, hear recordings of various voices and try to guess who they are. A winning guess pays off 10 silver Sheffield dollars, a miss only 2, either way signaled by the beautiful sound of the Sheffield dollars dropping right into our big Sheffield milk bottle. Also on the show is an alarm clock set to ring sometime when some lucky contestant is at the mic. And when that happens, the lucky person will receive, with the compliments of Sheffield Farms, a beautiful 17-jewel Gruen Precision Curvex wristwatch. And to round things off tonight, all of our contestants get a chance to kick over the big milk pail at the end of the show. The bucket's being filled with $25 so far tonight. And here's Joe Ripley with contestant number 1.
Right, you are, Hap. Meet Paul Hicks of Flintstone, Georgia and the United States Navy.
How are you, Paul? Tell me, Paul, you say you're from, where is it, Flintstone, Georgia?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Well, it's in the northern part of Georgia.
Near what big city?
Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Near Chattanooga, huh?
Yeah.
Paul, how long have you been in the Navy?
10 months.
Ten months. Are you in with the fleet?
Yes. What? On the USS Missouri.
On the Big Mole, huh? Yeah. How is it on the Mole? Do you like it? What's your job?
I'm a gun striker.
What's that mean?
It means you work on the guns.
A gun striker?
Yes.
I thought maybe it was a ball player at first.
It all amounts to the same thing.
Oh, it does?
Never get to first base.
No, oh, I see. Very good! Very good! But I'll bet you have got to first base. Can you tell me, can you remember your first kiss? Do you have any trouble?
Oh, no, no.
No? Didn't get your face slapped?
No, I got it a little red, I mean, on the lip.
Well, then she was expecting you to kiss her, huh, Paul?
Oh, she must have, yes.
Listen, you can't kiss a girl unexpectedly. The nearest you can come to it is to kiss her sooner than she thought you'd try. Tell me something, Paul, about the Navy. Who does the laundry? Do you have to do your own?
No, we have a laundry of our own.
Would you like to be in charge of a ship's laundry?
No.
You wouldn't? Why?
No. I'd rather be a gun striker.
You would. Do they ever shrink your neckerchiefs or anything in the Navy, in the laundry?
No. You just sometimes you don't get all your clothes back.
You just don't get them back.
Yeah. Most of the time you don't.
We got a terrible laundry up around our place. I said to my wife the other morning, I said, dear, they must have shrunk this shirt plenty. I can't get my neck through the collar. She said, silly, that's the buttonhole. Well, do you think the Navy's done you any good, Paul? Do you like it?
Well, yes, I've gotten married since I've been in.
Oh, you got married since you've been in the Navy?
Yes, 1 month and 15 days.
1 month and 15?
Yeah, it'll be 45 days.
Where's she now?
She's in Norfolk waiting
She's
for
She's in Norfolk waiting for her. When do you expect to see her?
The first of next month.
What did you do before you went in the Navy, Paul?
I was a filling station operator.
Uh-huh. And did you go to school before that?
Yes.
What was the thing you were best at in school? What subject?
Well, to tell the truth, not any of them.
Not any of them, huh? I got an honest man here. My favorite subject was arithmetic. Rabbits used to look over my shoulder just to watch me multiply. Paul, I want to ask you a question now. See how well a Navy man can do on dry land here. I want you to listen to the voice of one of our better-known movie stars. Although she hasn't made a movie for some time, you can still listen to her on the radio every week. For 10 silver Sheffield dollars, Paul Hicks. Listen, guess who?
Wake up and live. Don't mind the rainy patter. And you will find mind over matter. Dark clouds will break up if you will wake up and live. Wake up and live.
You look a little puzzled. That's an old record now. I'm sure you've seen her in the movies. One swell movie, she played Lillian Russell. In Old Chicago was another picture, another one called Coney Island. She's now on the radio with her husband, who is a band leader, every Sunday evening. And they all want to tell you, and they're all trying not to, but they just can't stand it. Oh, she's a nice girl. Who is it?
Alice Faye.
Alice Faye!
Thank you. Thank you.
My goodness. You didn't hear that, did you?
No.
I know you didn't, Paul. Very good. All right, $10 for you, brother. Pay him off. Stand by for the jackpot.
Thank you.
Very good, Paul. All right. Mike, come right on up here, sir. Hey, man, he's a tall one. Lift up the microphone. What is your name, please, sir?
Robert Gray.
Stand a little closer to the microphone, sir. Robert Gray, where are you from, please?
I'm from Madison, Wisconsin.
Madison, Wisconsin. What do you do for a living?
Well, I catch fish.
You catch fish?
Yeah.
That's usually a hobby for most men. You catch it in...
Well, I'm in the commercial fish business. I catch them and sell them.
What kind of fish do you catch?
Oh, we catch
Wait a minute.
Pike
we
and
have
white
a dead
fish.
Mic. Mr. Gray, let me call you Bob. You move over here next to me. Our microphone went dead. You just talk into this one with me. Hey, you are tall. How tall are you?
6'4".
6'4"? You got me about 2 inches and a quarter here. Mr. Gray, I want to ask a few very pertinent questions to you. First of all, I want you to tell me how old are you?
48.
48? What was the first year you voted? We're all interested in election times now, you know.
I voted in 1920, I believe it was.
1920? Was it a national election?
Yes.
Can you tell me who you voted for?
I voted for Harding.
You voted for Harding. He's got a good memory. That's good, because we want you to have a good memory. You see, you can move back over on this other one now. You won't crowd you so much. It's kind of tough to get around me here. Mr. Gray, it doesn't matter how many gags we tell about the Democratic Party anymore, you see. Washington no longer listens to this program. They listen to the pot of gold now. They're hoping they can balance the budget. Mr. Gray, do you like sports?
Yes, I do.
Outside of fishing, what's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
Baseball? You go... Got a bunch of baseball rooters here. Tell me, do you ever go hunting?
Yes, I go hunting a lot.
Do you ever own a rifle?
Yes, I own one.
You like to shoot, then?
Yeah.
What kind of a rifle do you have now?
I have a 30 Remington carbine.
30 Remington carbine. I never had one of those.
That's a...
In fact, I don't even know what it is.
It's a deer gun.
It's a deer gun? You go deer hunting?
Yeah.
Have you shot many deer?
Yes, I've shot a lot of them.
You have, huh?
Yeah, in northern Wisconsin.
I see. You know, I got my first gun when I was 13. Then when I was 38, Dad gave me the ammunition. Tell me, out in Wisconsin, what kind of fish do you catch mostly?
Do you mean sport fishing or commercial fishing?
Well, the kind that's your business. I'm interested.
Well, I catch pike and whitefish, carp, trout.
They eat them all out up there in Wisconsin?
No, we ship a lot of them to New York. That's why I'm down here.
You ship them to New York?
Yes.
Live or frozen or what?
Live and dead and frozen.
He just gets the fish and throws them in here, that's all. Well, it's nice to talk to you, Mr. Gray. Madison, Wisconsin. That's the home of Wisconsin University, am I right?
That's right.
How's the football team out there this year?
Well, we lost a couple of games. We lost to Illinois, and we lost to Northwestern. We figured we were going to have the team this year, but they set us back a couple of times.
They did. Well, yeah. We're not going to set you back anything at all here except a little time. I hope you have a good memory. When I say memory, I know you can't remember this man personally, but I'm sure that you'll be able to tell from this old record made many years ago. It's a political gentleman, I want you to guess in this case. There's silver tones waiting for you to listen to and silver dollars from Sheffield, so you just listen and guess who, Mr. Gray?
I can conceive of a national destiny which meets the responsibilities of today and measures up to the possibilities of tomorrow. Behold a republic resting securely upon the mountain of eternal truth.
He was twice candidate for president.
That was,
of the...
I tell you, I know that record. I had that when I was a kid. My dad bought that record.
He did?
He thought a lot of that man. That was William Jennings Bryan.
You're exactly right. Hit the him off here. Now, don't go away, Mr. Gray. You get a chance at the jackpot. Boy, he knew that one, didn't he? Wow. All the way from Madison, Wisconsin. He stole it. Say, Joe, you look a little worried. What's troubling you?
Well, I'm worried about the way other guys worry, Hap.
You know, I once knew an old Southern mammy who had a swell cure for worrying. She used to say, when I worries, I sits, and when I sits, I falls asleep.
Well, there's a wise bit of philosophy. But what chance does a busy man have to try that? You gulp your breakfast, fight a traffic jam, rush to work, go at top speed all day, battle more traffic dashing home. And so what happens? Your digestive system goes haywire because you're tense and worried, and your nervous system is all tied up in knots. But you can help relieve that nervous tension with a cool, calming glass of milk. You see, milk gives you vitamin B1 for proper nerve function and good digestion, riboflavin to help protect nerves, and a rich supply of other vitamins, minerals, and proteins for all-round good health. Why, say, you can almost feel those old nerves relax the minute you taste the smooth, creamy goodness, the rich, satisfying flavor of Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk. Drink it often, men, and keep in the pink with a He-Man's drink. Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk.
Lower the microphone, Joseph, a very charming lady here. What is your name, please?
Agnes Sharkin.
And where do you live, Agnes?
Montclair, New Jersey.
You sound...
My voice is shaking.
Are you nervous?
Slightly.
Now, don't be nervous, dear. I was on a quiz show last week myself. I didn't do so
Weren't
bad.
Were you nervous?
No, I didn't do so bad. Made $85.
Oh, I wouldn't be nervous. I don't think I was going to make that.
Well, I'd have done better with my own dice. According to those whistles from the balcony, they must approve of you, Agnes, here. What is your favorite season of the year, Agnes?
Summer.
Summer? Don't you like the fall?
Yes, I like the fall.
Oh, it's so nice in the country. It's nice in the fall. Fall air puts color in your cheeks. Today a man bumped into me and said, pardon me, miss. Well, we were talking about the laundry here to the Navy a minute ago, Agnes. Do you girls usually do all your washing yourself, don't you, most of your stuff?
Oh, sure.
Boy, I have an awful laundry problem. Well, it's laundry I told you I go to. It has a sign on the window. The first says, laundry done while you wait. And then the other side of it says, you should live so long. What do you do, Agnes? Do you go to school?
No, I'm a secretary.
Secretary to where? Where do you work?
In Public Service Electric and Gas Company in Montclair.
In Montclair?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like your job?
Very much.
You like being a career girl, then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Any other kind of a job that you'd especially like to have besides being a secretary?
I think I'd like to be an air hostess.
An air hostess?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an interesting ambition. You know the man who paints the white line down the middle of the road?
Yeah.
Well, my cousin Louie...
He wanted to be president.
He wanted to be president? Why? Explain that to me.
I just thought he must have.
Because he wants to paint white lines down the middle of the... I don't get that. That sounds like something my own writers would have given me here. Well, I was going to tell you about that white line until you stepped all over this one for me, Agnes. My cousin Louie, I'm going to say it if I get booked for it here. My cousin Louie is the guy who walks behind him and he smudges the line. I should have left it out. I knew I should have. All right, Agnes.
We're
going to
give you a chance now. I hope you like it. Come on in, Dan. What's your favorite dance?
I like Vaughn Monroe.
Vaughn Monroe.
This is not Bond Monroe, but sometimes you can have a little It's a musical ensemble. It should be very pretty to hear, for the 10 silver Sheffield Lowry. Listen, and guess who this
stamp is.
It rains 5 days on a night like this, and my chick jumps all in. She wouldn't take them all, with all blue skies. Do I need a little loving? I got a flat, got a park, got a little bit of dark. Gonna stash my train with a hula hula mom.
You know who it is? Who is it, Agnes?
Johnny Long.
Johnny Long, right on the button. Pay her the $10. Wait a minute, Agnes, you got to get paid, you know. $10 for you. Oh, is it good you didn't go away? Now, you see, if you'd have sat down, it wouldn't have been you. It'd been the next one. You just, something happened to you. Do you know what it was?
That was the alarm clock.
And what does the alarm clock mean?
A Gruen watch.
A beautiful 17-jewel Gruen precision curve X wristwatch. Do you think you'll like that?
I think I'll love it. Mine is broken.
Yours is broken. Yes. You just have a brand new one, Agnes. Very good. And give her the $10. You're quite welcome. Thank you, Agnes Sharkey. Well, you know, I've never seen so many microphones being pushed in and out here. We must have had a gremlin come in and wrecked our microphones here tonight. Hello there. It's Chief, right? Chief Hugh Cox of the United States Navy. Welcome to Guess Who. You? How long have you been in the Navy?
8.5 years.
8.5 years, and where's your home?
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington. You married, you?
Yes.
You are? How long have you been married?
4 years, a little better than 4 years.
4 years? Is your wife with you?
No, she's out in Seattle.
Out in Seattle. Tell me when you're at home. We've talked enough about the Navy tonight, and you don't want me to talk to the Navy about you. When you're at home, who wakes you up in the morning, your wife or an alarm clock?
Alarm clock.
Which do you prefer?
Alarm clock.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You can always shut off an alarm clock. After you're up and around, what's the first thing you do when you start dressing, being a Navy man?
Well, put on my pants.
Put on your pants. I jump out of bed, take a cold shower, brush my teeth, comb my hair, shave my face, eat my breakfast, then open my eyes. When you're home, do you get your breakfast served in bed? Does your wife bring it to you?
I have to get up and get it.
You have to get up and get it? How about the Navy? Do they bring it to you, being a chief? Listen, the Navy laugh about it. They don't, huh? Tell me, you, what did you do before you went in the Navy?
Well, during the Depression, I wasn't doing much of anything.
I see. And you've been in 8.5 years.
Yes.
What ship are you? Are you in with the fleet?
Well, I'm on a cruiser here. Going on a commission pretty soon.
I see. And I suppose you've been practically all over the world.
Well, enough of it, I guess.
Enough of it, huh? All right, you. We won't embarrass you anymore here now. This isn't your first trip to New York, I'm sure.
Well, I was here in 39 with the fleet.
In 39 with the fleet?
Yes.
And back again this time.
Yes.
You going to have a big celebration tomorrow?
No. I don't think so.
No? I understand all the planes and everything are going over. I'm looking forward to seeing it. You, we want to play a record here for you. And as long as you've traveled, I'm pretty sure you'll get this. Your Guess Who isn't exactly a voice of a person, but it's a sound that I'm sure you've heard before. A sound. Listen, for 10 silver Sheffield dollars, Guess Who? Identify this sound for me. Well, it's a bell, but it is not a church bell. You can hear that sound 96 times every 24 hours if you're a certain place. I think it'd be more than likely be easier to hear it in London.
The clock.
Who?
London clock.
Well, look at them all yelling it at you. It's not Ben Franklin. It's not Benny Fields. It's not Ben Davis.
Benjamin.
Benjamin? Big Frank. Benjamin. Yes, that's right. Big Ben. Of course it is. All right, you. $10 for you, but don't go away. You've got a chance at the jackpot. Thank you. And the Navy took over again. All right. Look, right behind him, the Army walks up here. Your name, please, sir?
Jim Cooper.
Jim Cooper, where are you from?
I'm from Memphis.
You're from Memphis, Tennessee?
Yes.
How long have you been in the Army?
Oh, about 60 months, Happy.
This little wing business over your left lapel, or your pocket, rather, what is that?
Oh, that's an engineer, C-54. Big butter and egg, man. You raise the gears and lower the flaps. Draw per diem.
You do, huh? In a C-54. That's a plane, I guess. You see, I don't know much about these things when you shoot them at me too fast. I'm not going to talk to you about planes. I want to talk to you about the Army. They have any trouble getting meat in the Army?
Well, it's more or less, you have to eat what you get.
Well, yeah, but have you been getting enough meat?
Well, it's put on the table, but the time you get there, it's usually not left.
That's an honest answer. Oh, well. Do you have a favorite system for getting good clothes from the supply sergeant?
Well, there is none.
There isn't any? What do you do? Do you yell at him?
Well, you go up there kind of apologetically and knock on the door and look in, and if he looks mean, you turn around and go the other way.
You do, huh?
You don't get anything anyhow.
I suppose you're like all soldiers, you like to get mail?
Oh, absolutely.
Tell me, I noticed Air Corps here. Would you rather be in the cavalry?
Cavalry?
Do they still have it?
Yeah, they have the cavalry, but Air Corps don't recognize it.
They don't recognize it? Oh, I see.
Best friend, Air Corps.
I see. Did you ever go horseback riding?
Well, once or twice.
You did? I went out west. I had to ride a horse out there. 2 days, I thought I had arthritis. I just forgot to take my spurs out of my pocket, and I rode along. A lot of my soldier friends tell me that the thing they enjoyed most in the Army was polishing brass. Was that true in your case?
Well, it's interesting. You put it that way.
It's interesting?
Yeah.
You mean your first sergeant never came up to you and said, "Gee, Jim Cooper, how neat you look. I'm sure proud to be your first sergeant."
Not very often, no.
He didn't talk that way
no.
to you, huh? Didn't get many compliments from him, huh?
Well, maybe one or two.
One or two? What did he say? He liked your face, or did he say, "Get out of here"?
More like the last.
More like the last, huh? Well, I got a compliment the other day. First one I've had from my wife in a long time. She said I had a figure like $1 million, and I had a face like the withholding tax. All right, now, Jim, we're going to play a record for you. And by the way, this is rather difficult. You have to listen very closely, because this is a shortwave broadcast. You'll have to listen very carefully. It's very noisy. And I want you to win some money. Your voice is a voice that won't be heard anymore. It was listened to with this respect and admiration just up till a short while ago. For 10 silver Sheffield dollars, listen, and guess who?
And you can take what you've just heard with the usual reservations and comments the GIs always make. Now let's get down to business. My business with you today is to take off my hat to the men who are helping us.
I'll tell you, he led one of our victorious armies against the Japs. His name was, he had a nickname. They called him Vinegar.
Yeah, Vinegar Joe Stillwell.
Vinegar Joe Stillwell. He knew him. Of course he did. Well, it's a shame. A shame he won't be with us anymore, but he brought great honor to his troops and to himself. There's 10 silver dollars for you, Jim Cooper. Congratulations. Stand by for the milk payola. Joe, I've been meaning to tell you, we had a sort of a treasure hunt at our house the other night, and what do you think we found?
Well, Happy, I hope you found some empty milk bottles.
Sure did, 6 of them. They went right back where we got them, too.
Well, good for you, Hap. If everyone would do that, we could lick this bottle shortage problem. How about it, folks? Let's all pitch in and round up every available empty milk bottle. Without your help, the milk dealers may be forced to make more unwelcome cuts in some milk deliveries. You see, the bottle makers have been forced to cut production drastically because there's a shortage of soda ash, a vital glass ingredient. And then the lack of trucking facilities has cut off the usual supply of paper containers. And that means the need for glass bottles is greater than ever. So, Sheffield is urging you to organize a treasure hunt, a hunt for every empty milk bottle you can find. And then, whomever you deal with, return those empties promptly to your milkman or the store. And thanks a lot for your help in this emergency.
Thank you, Joe. And here's a very charming lady I want you to meet. It's Mrs. Edna Kilton, isn't that right?
That's right.
Where do you live, Mrs. Kilton?
I live in Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn? And what do you... There's Brooklyn. There are your friends. Now, Mrs. Kilton, what do you do for a living?
Well, I work in wholesale glassware.
Wholesale glassware? Mm-hmm. And is that a... Do you want to give us the name of the shop?
Well, Dunbar Glass.
Is it a factory?
Well, no, they just have a showroom here.
I see. And what? And what is your job?
In charge of the showroom.
You're in charge of the showroom. You put out the glasses. Do they make tumblers and things like that?
No, we're not doing anything just now.
You're not? Shortages again?
They can't make them.
They can't make them, huh? Is it tough for you to do your shopping in Brooklyn these days?
Yes, it has been.
It has been. I just want to ask you one question before we play your record. When you're home, you listen to the radio, you listen to most of the programs?
Yes.
Listen to the Break the Bank?
Mm-hmm.
Pot of Gold? Mm-hmm. You ever hear Mr. Anthony?
Yes.
You did? I was up to his program the other night, and right in the middle of the broadcast, his suspenders broke. The first time Mr. Anthony had his own problem on his own program. Mrs. Kilton, we want to play a record for you now. I hope you go to the movies, because you just tip an ear to this mighty record player over here.
I'll give the signal to Gene Clark to let go with a voice that might empty this theater. He's a moving picture star, and he's made, you heard him on the radio, and he's done plays. 10 silver Sheffield dollars. Listen, and guess who?
Hermione bent closer to peer into the drain. I raised a short length of lead pipe, struck her neatly and firmly on the back of the head, uttering no sound.
He last appeared on Broadway in Arsenic and Old Lace. He's one of the most famous... He's a very famous judge in the contest to select Lena the Hyena. Oh, he's portrayed Frankenstein's monster, Mrs. Kilton.
Frankenstein?
Now, somebody shouted it at you, Mrs. Kilton. I'm terribly sorry. Let's not shout it at you. You got her nervous on that. Mrs. Kilton, here's $2 for trying, and you have a chance at the jackpot. We'll add the rest of the money into that. Mrs. Kilton, that was Boris Karloff, the famous boogeyman. Thank you, Mrs. Kilton, for being on the show. Hurry up here, young lady. We don't have too much time. Your name, please?
Dorothy Wood.
Dorothy Wood, where do you live?
Jamaica.
And what do you do?
Bookkeeper.
A bookkeeper? Mm-hmm. Just what do you have to do when you're a bookkeeper?
Take charge of the books.
You ask a silly question, you get a silly answer. All right. Do you like it as a good job?
Yes, I like it.
Where do you work?
In Jamaica.
Jamaica?
Mm-hmm.
At what company?
The name of the company is Lastix.
Lastix? What do you make?
Lastix.
Lastix?
We make the cutting sticks.
Cutting sticks?
Mm-hmm.
What are cutting sticks?
Well, the paper.
I don't think we have time.
Down.
Thank you, just the same, Dorothy. I'll look that up and see what it is. Just time enough to play you a record here and give you a chance to guess who. This is a musical group. It's noted for being the only one of its kind anywhere. They play, they sing, they sound like this. 10 silver dollars from Sheffield if you guess who.
America.
Phil Spitalny?
Yeah.
You're so right. Didn't you think it was?
No, I didn't.
That was who it was. Phil Spitalny and the All-Girl Orchestra. And there's your $10. And let's hurry now for our jackpot. We're all ready for it. Our Sheffield milk payola, the bucket is filled with $33 tonight. All of our contestants here on the stage have a chance to win. If more than one wins, we'll divide the money up. But if no one guesses correctly, we'll carry the money over to next week. Now we're going to play three songs for you. And since it's Navy Day, they're going to have something to do with sailors. It's an old saying, listen carefully, it's an old saying that a sailor has a girl in every port. Now we're going to play three songs for you, and the title of each is a port that a sailor is apt to have a girl in. Write down the name of the port in the title of each of these songs. You have to get all three right to win, and here's the first one. Now, this second one, we sort of had to edit a little bit. We had to sort of edit it in order not to give it away with the title. So listen carefully. Number two, another port.
It's the story of a very unfortunate man, but man who got drifted down in old. He got 20-year privilege.
We cut it out, but the audience almost added it right in there for us. All right, here's number three now. Number three, another port.
Half will be back with the payola winners in just a moment. Meanwhile, do you know that milk gives you more food values for your money than any other food? Sheffield milk is rich in health-building vitamins, minerals, and proteins with a delicious country fresh flavor. Put pure, wholesome Sheffield milk first and foremost on your family's diet. Hap, what is the result of the milk payola?
Well, man, we only have one winner, but I want to tell you who it was. It was Paul Hicks from Flintstone, Georgia, the Navy. As he said, it was flying down to Rio and Hong Kong and in old New York. Flying down to Rio, Hong Kong blues in old New York. Guess that about winds things up tonight. I'll be seeing you on Guess Who next Saturday. Until then, this is Happy Felton, your Sheffield milkman, saying good night, everybody.
Joe Ripley reminding you to Guess Who is presented Saturdays at 7 by Sheffield Farms, the division of Natural Dairy Products Corporation. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.